The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your host today, or guest host, Rebecca Miller, in for John Ryan. Today, my co-host is Sabina Miller. We're not related, right, Sabina? We've been through that before.
Well, Miller's the 10th most common last name in the country, so we're not related.
We're not related, but we do like each other a lot, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know how you feel about me, but if you run away from home, you can live with me.
Oh, okay. I'll have my bags packed. Sabina, you are a Project Independence member from, we were trying to figure out, I think since 2009. You're a member of the Great Neck Advisory Committee for Project Independence, and I know that we have actually worked together at that advisory. So it's great to have you as a co-host today with me.
And it is a great, great organization that does wonderful things, really. As a senior,
well, you know, we're glad that that we're here, and Project Independence has been here for you and you've been here for us, and that's what it's all about, the connections with Project Independence. So Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead, but I think we have graduated to a bona fide program from our initiative. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits, help at home with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral. If we don't currently provide a service, we are happy to connect you to that service. If you need any information on Project Independence, you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information. One of Project Independence's most popular programs is this weekly radio show heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on WCWP.org. And today's show is going to be a very special one. Our guest today will be starting off with Mark Breyer, who is a comedian with who actually has been nominated for one of the Best of Long Island Comedians for 2015. So welcome there, Mark.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, Rebecca.
Great. After Mark, we're going to be speaking with Vin Vincent and Billy C. from the Vic Vincent Group. They're live musical entertainers. I'm glad they're live. It's always better to interview people in that phase of life as living. Again, Sabina, and we can't go without introducing Christina Liu, who is the Project Independent Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist and also producer of this radio show. We just celebrated our five-year anniversary last week, so Project Independence and You has been on the air for 5 years. Christina has been the producer and has scheduled and booked every single person who has ever been on this show. And it's been a tremendous success, and it's everybody's favorite thing to do with Project Independence. So
you know, I have to interrupt to say that for people who don't know about Project Independence, I wish there was a way to get more. For instance, in the town I live in, we have a lot of apartment houses. If you don't drive, you can get a free taxi cab, I think, 2 days a week to the supermarket. I've been at the market. I see the cab pull up. Somebody gets out. They go in the market. They come out with the wagon. He puts the groceries in. You know, I mean, the unbelievable services.
That's right. You know, Sabina, when Project Independence first began, one of the things we looked at, well, is how to actually help a senior age in place. And the top priority to helping a senior age in place is getting them to the doctor and to the supermarket. And with the taxi transportation program that's in part funded by a federal grant, we have been extremely successful. And I believe we're providing about 3,000 rides a month. to the doctor and also to food shopping. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And if anybody needs any information on that, that's a call right to 311, and you can schedule a ride right from that phone call. So thank you. And I also want to thank everybody here at WCWP.org for letting us have this program weekly. It's really great fun for us to do, and also another way of us getting information out to the residents of the town of North Hempstead. So, Mark, tell us about yourself.
Yes, Rebecca.
Where did all this funniness start?
It all started with my mother and my grandmother, I would think. And I told my grandmother years ago that I wanted to be a comedian when I grow up. And she told me, you can't do both.
Okay.
So I've never grown up. And the first time I made my mother laugh, I was about 14, and one of our neighbors was always in the garden. And my mother used to tell me, oh, Mr. Donato has a green thumb. And I never knew what that meant. So every day after school, I'd stand in the front watching Mr. Donato, waiting for him to take off the glove so I could see the green thumb. And when I told her, he never takes the glove off, I can't see the green thumb, she said, oh, that's just an expression. And she laughed, and then I knew I was going to become a comedian.
Very cute, very cute. Where was that? Where did you grow up, Mark?
Well, I lived in Long Beach as a kid.
Okay.
And then we moved to Florida. I moved to Florida when I was 14 because my father used to get sick all the time, so I went to high school in Florida.
So you retired to Florida at
14.
Or 14.
Right, I retired. Meanwhile, I was the one who held the mortgage on the house, and that's the truth, too. But I've been doing comedy for about almost 40 years. I started with some of the big comedians who are on Long Island now, and famous comedians who started at a place called Richard M. Dixon's White House Inn back in about 78 or 77 or 78. It's almost 40 years. And now I've evolved being a senior. I try to bring laughs to the seniors. And bringing laughs to the senior centers and the churches and the synagogue groups, it's the greatest reward that you can get is when somebody comes over to you and says, I lost my spouse 6 months ago, and this is the first time I laughed. So that's
right. That's rewarding.
That's rewarding. That's my take-home pay.
That's great. So Long Beach, Long Island has put out a lot of great comedians.
Right.
I think Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal and I went to school together. I'm a year older than he is. I was between him and his brother, and he and I played ball together.
Great.
He was always a better hitter than I was, but I was a better fielder. He'll tell you that to this day.
You know, it must be contagious because a lot of comedians hung around with each other as kids. Maybe you get it from the neighborhood or your grandmother.
Right, my grandmother. She was so funny. She always would come up with the craziest things. She used to say, never, never worry about keeping up with the Joneses. I'd say, why, Grandma? She said, they got their own beach. These are the things my grandmother taught me.
Yeah.
You got to be a Long Islander, I think, to get some of this humor. So when you retired to Florida, when did you come back to New York?
I came back to New York. I went to junior college first down in Florida.
Okay.
On a basketball and baseball scholarship. And then I came and finished my education at Hofstra. And
right.
I met somebody and I got married.
Excuse me. Tell me what you studied.
Accounting. I was an accountant.
Oh, so you were a regular person as opposed to irregular.
Oh, I'm very regular. Every morning. No.
Okay. Bing. Okay. So. So
I went to Hofstra University, and being an accountant, I was very boring, you know, like most of the accountants. All of us accounting majors, we would sit around in the parking lot and watch our cars depreciate. But I knew I was going to be an accountant at an early age, too. Because my parents in the 50s bought me an Erector set, and the first thing I built was a tax shelter. What a crowd here. What a great audience.
Keep going. Yeah, this is great. So you became an accountant. When did you do your first stand-up?
I did stand-up about 1977.
Okay.
Okay, that was between wives, okay? when I got divorced back in about 77, 78, my way of dealing it was with humor. And I lived in a house with three other guys. It was like Animal House. Four of us divorced guys, we rented a house and we lived together. And they told me I was funny, that I should become a comedian. And at that time on Long Island, there were plenty of places that had gong shows.
Right.
You'd get up there and get gonged. So I got gonged a couple of times. Then I won a contest. Somebody in the audience saw me and booked me at a nightclub. And there was an Israeli nightclub in Island Park. And he saw me and he booked me. And I had a steady job there every Saturday night for about 6-7 months.
Pretty late Saturday night, though, right?
Late.
Late.
Oh, yeah. Probably 10, 11 o'clock. I don't stay up that late anymore. Now most of my shows are during the day for seniors.
Right. That's great. And that's where I think that's where we got your name from. What? So tell me about the Best of Long Island Comedian Award.
Oh, well, I've been on the ballot, I think, 4 times.
Okay.
4 times. It's run by, I think it's by the Long Island Press, Bethpage Federal. And I've been nominated 4 times. And I've never won, but some pretty good comedians have won.
Right.
And I've worked with a lot of the guys who have been the winners. One fellow, Rich Walker, I've worked with him many times.
Went to kindergarten with Rich.
You did?
I did.
One of the nicest guys in the business.
I did. I think he's still in kindergarten. I did graduate high school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He may advance.
Where was he from? Hicksville?
We went to the East Meadow School District.
Right. That's why he comes into the library and does some of my shows
that's
at
right.
the East Meadow Public Library. And they say, oh, you're Rich Walker. You have a book that's overdue from 20 years ago.
That's right. Yeah. That's yeah. right. He also teaches stand-up college.
Stand-up University.
Right. Stand-up University.
And Peter Bales, and who is a professor also. And Steve Lazarus, who's a very good comedian who I've worked
right.
with. They're 3 of them. They teach that at the Brokerage Comedy Club.
Right. We had Rich on the show, and he also did a holiday event for us and told some pretty funny jokes. I don't think I could say on the radio show, but during break, I will definitely
okay.
want to buy you guys.
Yeah.
And actually, he is a tremendously clean, funny comedian. For the most part.
Right.
But, yeah, I've seen him over
may
a bunch of places.
May I ask you a serious question? First of all, you're very fortunate that you make your living by doing something that you love. But being from a semi-show business family, I know that, you know, you work, and then you have a dry spell. You don't work for a while, and then you work. You're probably at a point where everybody knows you. But in the beginning, between jobs, how did you cope with that? How did you handle it?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and it's very hard to keep. It's very hard to keep your energy up. Mm-hmm. I used to write a sign, a little thing, and I carried it in my wallet. High energy coefficient. That's what I used to write, I used to write it down, and I would keep it, because you'd
yeah.
lose your energy sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like an athlete. You got to go and practice every day, you know? If you're not doing a lot, now I do quite a few shows at libraries. I've been in 123 different New York State, Florida, Connecticut, and New Jersey libraries doing my program Laughs at the Library, which is mainly for seniors. It's all seniors.
And you're going to get a library card soon, huh?
Oh, yeah, when I learn to read. Thank you. No, I'm always reading a book at all times. I'm always reading a book. I had a teacher who said, even if you don't know anything, read, you'll learn, right?
In a few seconds, we have to go to a break. And when we come back, I'd love to hear who you're kind of fond of today, the young comedians in the comedian world. So how's that sound, Sabina?
Good to me.
All right. So you're listening to Project Independence in You, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And you can listen to us right now. And hopefully you are. If you hear this, that means you're listening. And if you're not listening, turn, just tune us in, and we'll be back.